strong hazel stuff meeting overhead had not been cut for a couple of generations at least, nor had any axe helped the moss-cankered oak and beech to spring above them. Here the road changed, frankly, into a carpeted ride, on whose brown velvet spent primrose clumps showed like jade, and a few sickly white-stalked bluebells nodded together. As the slope favoured, I shut off the power and slid over the whirled leaves, expecting every moment to meet a keeper. But I only heard a jay far off, arguing against the silence under the twilight of the trees. Still, the track descended. I was on the point of reversing and working my way back on the second speed, ere I ended in some swamp, when I saw sunshine through the tangle ahead and lifted the brake. It was down again at once. As the light beat across my face, my four wheels took the turf of a great still lawn, from which sprang horsemen, 10 feet high with levelled lances, monstrous peacocks, and sleek round-headed maids of honour, blue, black, and glistening, all of clipped yew. Across the lawn, the marshalled woods besieged it on three sides, stood an ancient house of lichened and weather-worn stone, with mullioned windows and roofs of rose-red tile. It was flanked by semicircular walls, also rose-red, that closed the lawn on the fourth side, and at their feet a box hedge grew man-high. There were doves on the roof about the slim brick chimneys, and I caught a glimpse of an octagonal dove-house behind the screening wall. Here, then, I stayed. A horseman's green spear lay at my breast, held by the exceeding beauty of that jewel in that setting. "If I am not packed off for a trespasser, or if this knight does not ride at wallop at me," thought I, "Shakespeare and Queen Elizabeth at least must come out of that half-open garden door and ask me to tea." A child appeared at an upper window, and I thought the little thing waved a friendly hand. But it was to call a companion, for presently another bright head showed. Then I heard a laugh among the yew peacocks, and turning to make sure, till then I had been watching the house only, I saw the silver of a fountain behind a hedge thrown up against the sun. The doves on the roof cooed to the cooing water. But beneath the two notes I caught the utterly happy chuckle of a child absorbed in some light mischief. The garden door, heavy oak sunk deep in the thickness of the wall, opened further. A woman, in a big garden hat, set her foot slowly on the time-hollowed stone step, and as slowly walked across the turf. I was forming some apology when she lifted up her head, and I saw that she was blind. "I heard you," she said. "Isn't that a motor car? I'm afraid I've made a mistake in my road. I should have turned off up above. I never dreamed," I began. "But I'm very glad. Fancy a motor car coming into the garden. It will be such a treat." She turned and made as though looking about her. You haven't seen anyone, have you, perhaps?" "No one to speak to, but the children seemed interested at a distance." "Which?" "I saw a couple up at the window just now, and I think I heard a little chap in the grounds." "Oh, lucky you," she cried, and her face brightened. "I hear them, of course, but that's all. You've seen them and heard them?" "Yes," I answered, "and if I know anything of children, one of them's having a beautiful time by the fountain yonder. Escaped, I should imagine."
"You're fond of children?"
I gave her one or two reasons why I did not altogether hate them.
Of course," she said. "Then you understand. Then you won't think it's foolish if I ask you to take your car through the gardens, once or twice, quite slowly. I'm sure they'd like to see it. They see so little, poor things. One tries to make their life pleasant, but..." She threw out her hands towards the woods. "We're so out of the world here."
"That will be splendid," I said, "but I can't cut up your grass." She faced to the right.
"Wait a minute," she said. "We're at the south gate, aren't we? Behind those peacocks there's a flagged path. We call it the Peacock's Walk. You can't see it from here, they tell me, but if you